Welcome, hey, how you doing? It's your boy Bob. Everything DMV Radio, we are here today. Got a special show coming to you, Finding Extraordinary and Ordinary People. Today we're going to have my good friend Jovan Chesley on the show today to share his story with you on where he has been and where he is now. So I want everybody to help me give a warm welcome to my friend. This guy has, you know, said a lot of things to me that really, you know, stands out, and I just thought it would be a perfect opportunity to have him on our show today. So let's get Jovan on the show right now.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How you doing, sir? How you doing today?
Wonderful, wonderful, man. How you doing? I'm all right.
I'm doing great, man. Sorry, it took me a little minute to get you on the line, but I'm glad you're here. I just wanted to welcome you to the show, Everything DMV Radio. I appreciate you, you know, being on the show, and I just wanted to introduce everybody else to you. This guy right here, Mr. Chesley, is a great guy. I had the opportunity of meeting him at one of the places where I work. Just from the beginning, just seeing this guy, just to look into his eyes and to see what type of character he was, this was got me here with him on the show today. So thanks again, brother, for coming to the show. Thank you. I want to take this time just to focus on you and, you know, telling us, you know, where you came from, where you are at now, and what's coming for you in the future. I wanted to, you know, let people get to know you on how you train, you know, what things that you do. So what's your journey? Tell us what your journey has been so far.
Well, it started 2005. I was severely beat. Brain injury, and I came back from that brain injury, and now I walk and jump, and I can talk even. So I thank my God Jehovah for all of the blessings that I've got over the years, and I really want to look forward to helping others achieve their goals, you know, get off the cane, and also train able people that can do things, and I can help them get better with their routines that they already have.
Definitely, definitely. So if you don't mind telling us a little bit more about your journey, what happened to you through that process. So you said that you was severely beat. Can you give us an example of what happened and possibly
Okay, I was jumped by like 15 people in the year 2005, and severe brain damage was given to me by the doctors. They diagnosed me with a brain damage, so it was my equilibrium that was thrown off. I couldn't talk. I was feeding through a feeding tube. I had a trachea. You know, they broke my eye socket. My eye was hanging out of my head for, you know, when they took me to the hospital. Also, I stayed in John Hopkins Hospital for 4 months, and, you know, and my mom and them came to visit me. I mean, it wasn't really that it wasn't bad, but it was, you know, it was hard because the person that I was before I got jumped, it wasn't really too pleasant. You know, I came from a negative background. I was a gang associated, and, you know, but that had nothing to do with my being. It's just that that was the person I was. I was like a thug in the street. So, you know, Jehovah let me live again. You know, my God let me live again, and he helped me to overcome all of the things that I've been through by me studying, you know, and preaching the word to the people that I encountered, you know, and by me doing that, he's blessing me with physical power, you know.
Nice, nice. So from where you were into where you are now, what kind of dedication and training did that take on you having to have and being, you know, committed? Because when I see you, man, you definitely cut up, man. You got it going on. You always working out, man. So what type of mental level did it take for you to accomplish that goal from being in the hospital to now where you're at? Mentally, what were you thinking to get you where you are?
Well, honestly, I was thinking, you know, to leave everybody alone, like the streets, to leave drugs alone. See, because it started, I was reading the Bible, to be honest. I was reading Romans, which is 14, you know, and it says, the weak man eats vegetables. So I'm like, what? Weak man eats vegetables? Like, man, I'm weak. I'm so one day I just ate all straight vegetables and fruit. You know, no meat at all, no chicken or nothing. And I did that, and it made my mind, like, real strong. So, but I had to pray on it because I couldn't just do it on my own. I asked God for the power to do it, and he helped me. You know, some people don't believe that, but he helped me. So after that year, I started eating meat. My mom used to always get on me like, boy, you're getting small, eat meat. So then I started eating meat. And then, you know, I got a little bigger and a little stronger. And then it's still with me to this day, you know, because today I ate vegan food today for the first time in a long time. And it tastes real good to me. But it's just the power. It's just the power that's within my mental that had me to do what I did, you know, because I prayed on the situation and I accomplished my goals, you know. The help of the Father, you know.
Definitely. Now, let me ask you this. Now, with all of the strength that you gain, you know, through God, Jehovah, tell me how it is that you're taking what you're learning and what you've learned and applying it to other people's lives to help them in their current lives with their health and fitness.
Well, first thing, utmost when I train or when I work out with anybody, I try to get them on a breathing routine, you know, because I don't smoke anything, you know, so it's the breathing that gets you through the workout, you know, so that's my main breathing and stretching. If you don't breathe right, you're not working right. If you don't stretch, you ain't gonna be able to get through the workout. So that's the main goal of my training, is the breathing and also to do the workout right, correctly, you know, because I don't want the person to hurt themselves, because I have hurt myself over the years, but I've learned from my mistakes, and I didn't make the mistakes anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what type of people are the people that are most like cool? What kind of people you work with? I mean, can you work with anyone?
I can work with anyone, and I work with anyone. You know, I have worked with younger people in their 20s. I just spoke to a person right now. I think he's 22. He just turned 20. So, and I work with my nephew as well. My nephew, he's in his 20s. I work with females. They're older and younger. And I worked with a 13-year-old boy for boxing, showed him a little boxing skills. And I also trained the trainers at my facility that I worked out at. I was a volunteer worker there, and they had me training the trainers, you know, some of them.
Yeah.
And
that's
so
amazing.
I train everybody, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man. That's amazing. Yeah, man, I seen you, the flyers and stuff that you sent me. I was like, dang, my man cut up. He put in a lot of work. He do a lot of things, man. And I just see your attitude, and I see your positivity, man. So I'm so glad, you know, because this show is called, you know, Finding an Extraordinary Ordinary People, man. And I would definitely say you got a number of extraordinary qualities that I noticed. But yeah, man, I want to congratulate you on where you come from and where you're at and where you're going, and then all the lives that you touch. If somebody was interested in, you know, possibly meeting up with you to get an evaluation or to find out what steps that they need to take to work with you personally, how would they get in contact with you? How would they find you?
Oh, well, my phone number is 240-481-9890. And also my Gmail is JavonChisley321@gmail.com. So they can reach me through my email or my cell phone.
Awesome. And
I'm looking forward to helping.
That's what's up, man. And that's what it's all about, man. So just to make sure, you train able and disabled total body training for men, women, and children, correct?
Correct. It's all awesome. When I train people, I get them in there motivated to work every muscle in their body, especially their mind. The one of the muscles, strongest muscle of your body, your brain, you know. You got to breathe. If I constantly keep in your head, you work in your brain, you know.
Right. That's amazing, man. I love your story. I love your journey. I see how, you know, you turn things around and how you're doing positive things in life now. And most importantly, using your brain and then teaching others how to use their brain. A lot of people, you know, that I know, they don't tell you about your breathing and your stretching when you're working out. I see people every day come in and they don't care about that. So the breathing is very important for the oxygen to your brain. Hey, and this all just connects for me, man. So
it's essential to you. It's essential to your workout, because the pain that a person may feel when they're working out, you get it? The oxygen, when you inhale and you exhale, the oxygen goes right to that spot because your brain is remarkable. So if you painting and you breathing the right way, the oxygen is going right to that area. Your brain is tell it to go right there to your deltoids or your biceps or your quads or your glutes. You know, it'll tell it to go right there, your traps. So you inhale, you work in your traps, and you inhaling constantly. Deep exhale, the oxygen is in your body and it's going right to that pain. You know? And you'll get through the workout.
Yeah.
You can do more and get through the workout. Yeah.
That's what's up. Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Chesley. I look forward to having you on the show again to talk more about what you do and all the lives that you're changing through the changes that you've had in life. Is there anybody you want to give a special shout out to or anything like that?
Yeah, my cousin Jerry. Also, my dad and, you know, Jehovah, I thank him so very much for the blessings that he has brought to me. You know, even you, Mr. Wise One. Mr. Wise One.
Yes,
I thank
sir.
You, you know. Hey.
Thank you too, brother. All right.
All right.
See you later.
Enjoy your evening.
You too.